Texans have it on their own one-yard line as we begin the fourth period. 7-7 our score. JoJo Weeks will stand 4 yards deep in his own end zone to take this shotgun snap. He has Moss Carruthers to his left. Moss is probably going to get the ball. No, it's going to be JoJo who takes it himself. He's just trying to get outside the shadows of his own goal line. He picks up a couple of yards to the 3. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Doug Warren, to say the very least, is just trying to be cautious here after the great, great punt by Jordan Martinez. If you like punts, this is the game for you. 7-7 our score. They're going to spot this outside the 3. Again, 2nd down and 8. Throw it out right side. Look out! It's Colby Crowder, but it's going to be called incomplete. Thankfully for the Texans, JoJo Weeks threw that little pass to the right to Crowder, who bobbled it right near the goal line. It was immediately called incomplete. 3rd down now and 8. Texans now playing with a little fire on that play. That could have been disastrous. Just underway in the fourth period. 3rd down and 8 now for the Texans offense. Weeks in the shotgun. Carruthers to his right. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Looking. Throwing. He's got a man, but he overshot him. He had man at about the 18-yard line. Would have been a 1st down, and he was open, but the pass was a little high. It looked like it might have sailed on JoJo there, Jared.
Yeah, with the wind, it's different. I mean, it's a little bit more of a change right there. So it's a, different. You got to pull through it a little bit more right there, just over the head of Wyatt Mann. Wyatt Mann's got to go back there and turn around and kick the punt now. He's been doing an amazing job. We talked about him. He's got the wind with him now. So, but he's on the back line. So you got to watch out.
He is 9 yards deep in the end zone. Good snap. They're coming with pressure. He gets the punt away. It is high, and it will bounce at about the 41. McGowan gets it now. He's trying to return it. Spins and dances a little bit, but no return. Senton will get it at the Texans' 42-yard line, though, with great field position.
Well, we've seen McGowan. He dances and everything anyway. He's kind of hobbling off with a little bit of a sock or a shoe problem right there, it looks like. But we saw him in pregame. He likes to dance around a little bit, so continues it right there, and probably ended up saving himself about 5-6 yards for the roll off on the punt.
He looked like you and the lovely bride.
Oh, now
on Saturday night at Green Hall.
I heard George Strait played at Green Hall.
How about that? 1st down and 10 now for Senton. Gorman takes the snap, fakes the handoff, moves left to the 40, and just kind of jogs out of bounds casually at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was.
Pick up a 5, 2nd down and 5.
Darryl's here with me, so I was going to use a Tony Romo comment right there. Kind of looked like Tony Romo maybe trying to avoid contact, but the lovely Dak Prescott will continue to play this week, so I can't take too many stabs at the Cowboys right now for y'all out there that are Cowboys fans.
Romo's problem is he didn't avoid contact enough. Here's the give up the middle to Cifuentes. Pushes forward to about the 35, but it'll be 3rd down and 3 now. For Senton. Yeah, there's not a lot of trash you can talk about the Cowboys this year.
Not
Mr.
right
Robinson.
Now, that's for sure, man. I'm telling you what, they're playing as a team. They're playing fantastic. So, you know who they remind me of? The Wimberley Texans.
3rd down and 3. Both teams win a lot right now. Here's the roll right. It's Gorman looking to the right sideline and incomplete. He's trying to hit McGowan over there. 3rd down and 3, and the Pirates undoubtedly we'll go for it here. Just cannot say enough about the Texans offense. We spent about 5 minutes before the game talking about how effective the Senton offense was.
Yeah, defense is just playing outstanding right now. I mean, we got, minus a couple little flaws in it here and there, but just playing a great game.
4th down and 3 now at the Texans' 35-yard line. Play clock at 10. Gorman in no rush. Cifuentes to his left. Man in motion. He's going to get it. It's Canales. Left side. He's going to get wrapped up and thrown down. Texans will take over at their own 41-yard line. Texans and coaches body bumping and high-fiving on this near sideline. Let's see if the Texans now can generate a little offense with 10:39 left to play in the ball game.
Now that's the momentum that you need. You need to see that fire. You need to see that intensity, that passion. We saw the coach come out there, 84, Caden Kowalski, just really wraps him up, and the guy ends up blocking and tackling at the same time. So great play by number 84 Kowalski right there. Texans take over on the 41-yard line with the win, fourth quarter, chance to win the ball game possibly right here. Long, steady drive, and see what we got.
Empty backfield. JoJo Weeks now takes the snap, looks right, throws right. He's got Krebs, breaks a tackle to the 50, breaks another tackle to the 45, and down to the 42-yard line is Krebs. First down, Texans.
We mentioned that name several times earlier in the year, too, after we kind of saw him get moved up. He made the big Hail Mary catch in the side of the end zone and really has kind of stepped into a role right here. And we haven't said his name a whole lot tonight, but we said earlier that he's going to be a big player for the Texans really coming into these playoffs. Kind of really more of an unknown. We see it right there with a big play.
Again, an empty backfield for the Texans. They've got the wind at their back. Tie score, 7 apiece. 10-10 left to play in the ball game. Looking left, throwing left. It's Krebs again. Looking for a block. He gets one to the 40. 35, first down. Hayden Krebs picks up 10, maybe 11 yards down to the 32-yard line. Move the chains again for the Wimberley Texans.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. This is what we're looking for. Those little gadget plays, those little gadgets, whatever you want to call them. I call them gadgets. Some people call them gadgets, but we'll go with it. They're working right now. Hayden Krebs getting chunks of yards at one time.
Texans huddle up. They're in no rush now as they have the ball and the momentum in a tie game. And the empty backfield is working on this drive, to say the very least. Back to throw is JoJo. No, he takes the snap, and now he just runs it up the middle. And the snap was kind of late getting back to him. He may have just decided to run that on his own. It's a loss of 3, though, so it'll be second down and 13 as Senton has a man injured on the field. Let's take a break. Our score is 7-7, 9:26 left to play in the ball game. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Senton player getting helped off the field on the far sideline. Second down and 12 now for the Texans. They've put the ball and spotted it at the 34-yard line of Senton.
Almost looks like the wind's picked up a little bit out there, Mike. I mean, I'm seeing the candy wrappers and stuff start flying. We're looking at the pants, the shirts. It looks like it's even picked up a little bit here within maybe the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it does. It's really skull and crossbones flag across the way, really whipping around. Second down now. 13 for JoJo Weeks at the 34-yard line. Long count. A lot of movement. Weeks is going to move right. He's going to throw it deep into the end zone. It's Mann in the back of the end zone. Incomplete. And Mann is calling for the flag. There is a flag thrown 8 yards deep in the end zone. A lot of contact. Let's see what the call's going to be. It looked like prior to the snap that the defense was offsides. There's also going to be an interference play call of some sort in the end zone. Definitely contact.
Yeah, a lot of pushing and shoving by both of them down there, Wyatt and both the sitting defender as well. JoJo really just throwing it up, knowing he's got a free play at that point.
Yeah, why not?
And, just taking the shot, see if Wyatt can go up. We'll see what the could be a big call right
here. See what the call is, and we'll get the explanation. Head official hasn't used actual signals all night long.
you guys can hear in the crowd, Mike, that the wind has definitely picked up.
And they're really talking about this a long time. I think it's going to be probably offsetting penalties.
Yeah, if they get Wyatt
pushing
off.
Here we come. Here's the explanation. Yep. It's going to be, they're going to call the interference against Mann in the end zone and offsides against Senton, so it's going to be offsetting. Second down and 12. I kind of thought Mann pushed off right at the end. He kind of gave him the little, he tried to be subtle about it.
Yeah, when you're down there in the end zone, for those of you who aren't here and hearing us on the radio, the end zone down there is painted white, so it was those blue uniforms. It was fairly easy to see the kind of arm extension of Wyatt right there. But, hey, worth a shot at that point.
Here we are at the 34-yard line. Back to throw. Second and 12. Flips it over the middle. It's caught to Crowder. Down to the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 5. And it'll be third down now and 8. And third down and 8. They're spotting the ball just inside the Senton 30-yard line. Fairly big play here with a score tied at 7 and 8.5 minutes left in the ball game. JoJo Weeks now will have Carruthers to his left in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Weeks rolling left, looking, pressure. Now he throws it deep near the goal line and knocked away and incomplete. Near the goal line, Kobe Crowder, there was contact near the goal line there, Jared, but no flag, and it's going to be fourth down and 8.
Yeah, it looked like Kobe ended up just getting really run right over the top of. He went down to catch that ball. Guy just kind of ended up jumping right over him and really clipping his head on the way through. So I'm not sure if they're calling that the defender was going for the ball at that one or not, but I would imagine that the Texans, again, here fourth down from the 30-yard line. You know, you're looking pretty good yard field goal right here. I don't know if we have that in the high school game.
No,
that's a long one, so we're going to go for it here on fourth and 8 for sure.
No, Texans have not kicked anywhere near a 47-yard field goal this year. Play clock is at 5, and Texans just now getting set. They're not going to get this off. They're going to let the play clock run down, see if they got the timeout prior to the Wembley calls the timeout. 8:11 left to play. Our score, 7 apiece from San Antonio. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Mike Hobel at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcobel.com. Mike Hobel is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333. And is an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163.
Fourth down and 8. Texans have it at the Senton 30-yard line. Tie game. 8:11 left to play. Weeks now will send Stover in motion to the far sideline. Weeks will roll left, and now they're going to stop the play before it gets started. See what happened here. Going to be a 5-yard penalty against Wimberley. I have no idea what the penalty is.
False start.
I assume so. So they're going to back it up to the 35-yard line, and it'll be fourth down now and 13. See if the Texans can convert here with 8:09 left to play. And the Texans, obviously, Doug Warren has a lot of confidence in his defense. So if they don't make it, Warren feels pretty good about his chances here. Fourth down and 13. Weeks rolls left. Pressure. Now he's going to screen pass back right. It's Corrales to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, and out of bounds at the 10-yard line with the first down is Moss Carruthers.
Man, what a great play call right there. You talked earlier about how Coach Warren likes the screens. Man, what a great play call. Really sliding, just sliding Moss out the near side right here. All the receivers on the far side right there snipping him right down into the bottom, and big gain right there. Wimberley is in business in the red zone, and first and goal.
First and goal right at the 10-yard line. 8 minutes left to play. I guess they said Carruthers got out of bounds. I thought they would restart the clock, but they're not going to. Texans now knocking at the door with a score tied. Moss Carruthers behind JoJo Weeks. Weeks is under center, and he will turn and give it to Carruthers. Right up the middle, he's got the 8, pushes forward, and is able to perhaps get it to the 7. Now, they stopped him at the 8. It'll be second down and goal now.
I think that's the first run we've seen really more out of the under center look, and tried really more of the off tackle. Ended up going back inside, but, again, just haven't had the ability to quite get the running game fully effective yet. So we'll, first and goal from the 10 is usually the hardest one. So it's still got a little bit to go right here, a little bit of work left.
Ball at the 7-yard line now. Second down and goal. Weeks will now place Carruthers to his right in the backfield. Take the snap. It's a high one. Weeks will take it himself. And he is trying to push forward, gets to the 5-yard line, and snapping the ball is not easy. And that one was high, and it took a while to get back to JoJo Weeks. The snapper is snapping it against the wind, and that looked like it affected that snap, Jared, as he got it to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, we've seen really all year kind of that little floating snap type deal. Daryl was talking about it earlier, and it's just been one thing that we've seen a little bit more with the wind. You wouldn't think that it would have that big of an impact on it, but apparently it is a possibility today.
Third down and goal now for the Texans. You would assume if they don't make it, they'd probably kick the field goal from here. Weeks now looking left, throwing left. He's got a man. Caught. Touchdown. It's Stover. 5 yards. Touchdown, Wimberley. Texans have their first lead of the night with 6:31 to go.
Same play as the first score of the night that got called back. Exact same play. Stover on the far side here, came down on the near side, first one, far side, sneaks into the end zone right there. Great play, great throw by JoJo Weeks. Good catch by Kate Stover, and Texans touchdown right here for the extra point.
Very important extra point now from Bengal, and the kick is up, and it is good. 6:31 left to play in the ball game. Our score, Wimberley 14, Sinton 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Here we go. Jack Cole now will kick things off. Very important kickoff here for the Texans, leading it 14-7 now. Here's the kickoff. It is high, and it bounces at the 20, rolling around. It's live, taken at the 8-yard line now to the 15, to the 20, and out to the 21-yard line. I believe that's Brandon Gonzalez. Nice job by Wimberley. They got it over one line of the return team, and that, by the way, that was not Jack Cole. That was Johnny Garrard on the kickoff there by Wimberley.
Yeah, perfect placement. We talked about it in the break a little bit, wondering, hey, are they going to kick it deep right here? We saw them earlier just kind of pooch kick it, and they end up a perfect kick right over the young man's head. Didn't go out of bounds. Bounced all the way down to the 10-yard line. So, good spot right here for the Texans defense. They've been playing fantastic.
22-yard line, first down and 10 for Sinton. Trailing Wimberley 14-7. with 6:23 left to play in the ball game. Second round playoff matchup. 2 years running, the Texans have lost to this Sinton team. Give up the middle to Canales. Not a lot of running room. He's going to be wiped out near the line of scrimmage. Actually, they're going to give him a yard, so it'll be second down and 9.
You see a little bit more, pumped up defense right here. We got Caden Kowalski coming out just pumped up. I mean, it looks like they're playing with a lot of momentum, and heads are flying right here.
They're going to give him 2 yards on that. I'm not sure how. Second down and 8 now from the Sinton 24. Give up the middle. It's Canales. Look out. Right up the middle to the 40. They may not catch him. To the 40 of Wimberly. To the 30. To the 20. They're going to dive and they're going to get him. And down at the 4-yard line is a touchdown saving tackle by Cody Sherrington. He broke free. They're going to spot it at the 5. Canales hasn't broken free all night, Jared, and this time he takes it about 60-plus down to the Texan 5-yard line.
Yeah, just when you get that momentum and you kind of get that drive back, that passion back for your defense, big run right there. Good run by him.
Garmin now will take it himself right up the middle, and he's going to stretch it over the goal line for a touchdown. 5-yard touchdown by Garmin. And they've cut the lead just like that to 14-13.
The all ever important extra point.
Yes, it's somewhat important here, isn't it?
Into the wind, you know.
It's going to be Colton Collier. There we go. He's going to line it up and try to kick it through here to tie the score. And now Sinton has some confusion. I don't think they have enough players on the field. So they're going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here because we certainly don't want to miss any this extra point here as Sinton will try to tie it up. Colt Garmin on the 5-yard run.
You almost wonder if they'll go for it right here.
Colton Collier will come on and try the extra point. 5:16 remaining. The Pirates on the far side, they had some confusion on the extra point setup. And now they're quickly going to come back onto the field as Collier will set his tee down now for the extra point. The backup quarterback, I'll just throw this out there, is the holder. Just in case you're wondering, just in case they want to do anything weird. Orta takes the snap. It's high. Collier's got the kick up, and it is good. It looked like he snuck it in just inside that right upright. 5:16 left to play. Our score, Wimberly 14, Sinton 14. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware. Featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberlyAce.com.
Well, 5 minutes and 16 seconds remaining. Texans and Sinton are tied at 14. Area round of the Texas High School Football Playoffs. Colton Collier ties it with the extra point for Sinton. Following the long Tristan Canales run. So we will see how this goes. The Texans have the wind at their back. Colby Crowder, the deep man, is standing at his own 20-yard line. So Texans ought to have outstanding field position for this final 5:16. We may play a little extra if it's still 14-14. Here's Collier now. Here is the kickoff. He just kind of squibs it down the field, still on the ground. Finally picked up by Krebs up the middle to the 25. He gets popped pretty hard at the 25, and that is where he will be brought down. They may spot it at the 26. It'll be first down and 10 for the Texans. That is where the Texans will take over. Trying to pull it out here. JoJo Weeks will be 64 yards away from the end zone.
Yeah, good field position to start right here for the Texans and, you know, kind of respond right here for that the long Canales run here. Good chance for the Texans to come back and respond and see what they can't, you know, 5 minutes left in the game. Long scoring drive right here pretty much takes it and probably wins the ball game.
One timeout remaining for the Texans. Empty backfield again. Flip it left side to Krebs. Left flat, makes a man miss, 35-40. A nice pickup of 9, maybe 10 yards by Krebs on that far sideline. Stop the clock at 4:58. They're going to give him the first down, a pickup of 10. Ball is at the Wimberley 44-yard line now. Again, the winner tonight will play Cuero, I assume. Cuero led it 41-0 at halftime over Crystal City. Empty backfield again for the Texans. Second down, 2 yards to go. Actually, they're going to give him 8 yards on that. I thought they were moving the chains. Second down and two. Flip it left side. Caught by Stover. He's got the forward progress to pick up the first down out to the Wimberley 48-yard line. Stop the clock at 4:52 to move the chains. Again, Texans have one timeout remaining. Not really concerned about that with 4:45. Sorry, Jared.
No, you're okay. How many times have we talked about it? The wind could be a factor really in the end of the game right here. Texans just driving the ball, 4:35 and ticking right now. So, you know, you drive it down here. A field goal wins the game possibly. If you're close enough, obviously you want to punch it in if you're the Wimberley Texans.
Texans have it first down and 10. Weeks calling the signals, shotgun formation. Play clock is at 5. He gets it off. Back to throw. Looking left. Now looking over the middle. He's got a man at Stover. Quick little pickup of 5. So it'll be second down and 5 now for the Texans as the clock continues to run. They're going to give him 4 yards on that. It'll be second down and 6. Down to the Senton 48-yard line.
Yeah, and I think this is a good call right here by Coach Warren. Really just taking almost every bit of time that you can get right here and just letting that clock run. And either one, you're going to score and you're going to win the ball game, or two, they're not going to have enough time to do it. So, you know, every single down right here is important. You're playing in four down territory for the most part. And, you know, just picking up that 3 1/3 yard every single play.
Weeks looks very calm and collected right now. Second down and 6. You know, the heart's beating pretty fast inside his chest, though. Second down and 6. And now they're going to call the timeout. Wimberley's going to take its final timeout of the ball game. We'll take it with them. Our score 14 apiece. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from San Antonio. Edgewood Veterans Stadium, Wimberley on the move, second down and 6. 14 apiece, Wimberley and Senton. The winner moves on tonight. The loser moves out of the Texas High School football playoffs. Area round of the playoffs tonight on a breezy and chilly night in San Antonio.
Man, for those of you who are out there listening, I imagine you're on your edge of your seat. So I look around and all of us up here are definitely at it. 3 minutes, 27 seconds left in the game.
Second down and 6 from the Senton 48-yard line. Krebs goes in motion left side. Weeks looks right. Looks long. Over the middle. He's got man. Man caught it. He bobbled it and then brought it in at the 20-yard line. First down, Texans.
Man, what a big catch right there. We saw him drop the one earlier. That one, really hits off of his shoulder pads, and he comes back and corrals it in. We've seen him do an amazing job in the special teams, comes up with a gigantic catch down to the 19 right here. Big, huge, huge monster play for Texans.
Ball spotted at the 19-yard line of Senton now. 3 minutes left to play. Texans have no timeouts remaining. They just as soon run it down, though, before they score here. Back to throw is Weeks. He's got pressure. He avoids it, though, and he is able to run right side and get it down to the 16-yard line. Just a little sidestep. Nice job by JoJo to avoid the rush.
Goodness, there were two of them in there before he could even really catch the snap on that one. That kind of that floating snap that comes back to him, man, that was a good job by him. Really, one, hanging on to the ball, two, not trying to do too much.
2.5 minutes left to play. Senton does have two timeouts remaining. Texans have it at the Pirates' 16-yard line. Play clock is at 15 as they break the huddle. Weeks will try to run this play clock down. 2:15 on the game clock. 5 on the play clock. Weeks looks right, throws it right. Caught by Stover. Down to the 10. Fighting for yardage. Holding on to the ball. Protecting the football. Down to the 10-yard line. Near another first down, but a tad short. It'll be third down now and less than a yard. Minute 52 remaining.
I think he ended up having it on the forward progress, and the extra fighting ended up probably kind of bringing back 1 yard right there. So he's a yard short, but man, what a great play, what a great catch. Again, definitely four down territory at this point, or I say that, three
you
down,
think?
And you're going to kick the, you're definitely going to kick the field goal from this point.
Here's Carruthers now into the game to the right of JoJo Weeks. Third down, less than a yard. And they're going to run the reverse to the right side. He's going to get the first down to the 5. It's Stover on the carry, and the Texans will have a first down and goal with 1:22 remaining.
Yeah, you're running the ball 4 times right here. Three times.
What a gutsy call by Doug Warren there, Jarrett.
Yeah, what a big call right there. Moss, everybody was thinking Moss Carruthers up the middle, or JoJo for that matter up the middle. And Stover coming really on the end around right there. And what a great call. What a great play. First down for the Texans right here.
Spotting it at the 6-yard line. First down and goal. Carruthers to the left of Weeks. Weeks will take it himself. Spinning forward. Walks into the end zone for a touchdown. Wimberley has the lead with 1:18 to go.
What a spin move right there by JoJo. Man, if there's people out there looking at it, it's a he goes in, really, 2-3 people really all around him. Spins out of it. Touchdown, Texans.
6-yard run, and now Bingle will come on to kick it. Stover on the hold. Snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is also good. 1:18 left to play in the ball game. Our score, Wimberley 21, Senton 14. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Wimberley Texans, 78 seconds away from winning their second round playoff game. If they could just hold them here. 21-14, Texans with the lead. Johnny Girard will kick things off. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be short, bounces at the 20, and then goes out of bounds. And so Texans will be flagged as the kickoff goes out of bounds on that far sideline. No time runs off the clock either. Dangerous Senton offense. 1:18 seems like a long, long time for Doug Warren's crew as they try to hold on here. Pirates with 2 timeouts remaining. Gosh, and the Texans absolutely did not want to kick it out of bounds. Let's see what the call is here, though. They're going to re-kick. I didn't see any indication from the official, of course. We haven't gotten one all night. Why should I suspect it now?
Yeah.
They're going to back the Texans up 5. And I think that rule is different in college and pros, correct? Wouldn't they get the ball at the
40?
40?
Yep.
So probably a break for the Texans here. Garrard's going to kick it off now from his own 35-yard line. Texans will have to hold him. And now Garrard's going to run over and talk to his special teams coach. Play clock is not running. I guess they don't really start it on the kickoffs, though.
Pretty good idea right here by the Wimberley coaches. They're flipping the sides, talking to the coach right here, doing some different things, really trying to get a timeout probably called by Sinton just to waste one.
See if Garrard now will just kick this one right down the middle of the field. He's got the wind at his back. Here's the kickoff. It's kind of a swib kick, but a line driver taken by Canales at the 11. Hesitates to the 20, tries a spin move, and brought down at the 23-yard line is Canales. 1:12 left to play. Sinton will have it. First down and 10. Wimberley leading it 21-14. This is kind of how we had this game pegged, Jared. We thought it would come down to the end, and that's certainly going to be the case.
Yeah, what a great game you guys have been listening to. Those of you that are here have been watching. We fully anticipated a great game today, and it's definitely come through for us. There's no doubt about that. It's lived up to the expectation.
Gorman will have Cifuentes to his right. Canales is in the slot on the right side and now comes in motion. Gorman takes the snap, looking left, throwing left. It's Martinez on the catch. He laterals it, and it appears to be a forward lateral, and they threw the flag. Martinez lateraled it to Canales, and they're going to flag him because it was definitely forward.
Yeah, that's definitely a forward pass, lateral, whatever you want to call it. But it's as a defense, you're seeing those things. It gets you a little bit nervous. But as a coach, you're thinking, what? They're breaking out their early stuff. They know that they can't really go deep on us with this win. Running game hasn't been worth it. So you got to have some confidence right now if you're Coach Warren. Obviously, you have a lot more in 1:04, though.
They're going to back them up now. Let's see where they spot the football. The clock is at 1:04. And I think they'll restart the clock here. So Sinton's going to try to get set. They haven't restarted it yet. Now they do. Gorman looks at his play sheet on his wrist. Takes the snap. Looks right. He's going to give it to Canales, who stopped in the backfield. Back at the 14-yard. I checked that. The 16-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 5. And it'll be 2nd down now. No, check that. It's going to be 3rd down now. And 18 yards to go. 43 seconds left to play. Gorman drops the throw, looking right. Now he's going to take off. He's going to take off. He's got the 20, trying to get outside. He's going to be brought down at the 23-yard line, 10 yards short of the first down. It's going to be 4th down and 10 now for Sinton. And here's your ball game, Jared.
Yeah, and if you're the coaches right now, obviously you know Sinton's going to call a timeout. You get your guys in there, especially your backfield. Wes Lambert's going to grab those guys and say, "Hey, you come over here with me for a minute, and we're going to talk about exactly what we spoke about earlier." They've got 4th and 10. The ball game is on the line. Specifically, don't let them get behind you. If they get a first down, they've still got a long way to go. Don't give up that big play. Don't give up that gadget play to be able for them to tie the football game.
They're spotting this at the 24-yard line, so technically it'll be a 4th down and 9 for Sinton. Sinton has 1 timeout remaining, but first things first, they got to get that 9 yards, or it's ball game.
That's right. And looking down here, I see Wes doing that exact thing. He's got all of his defensive backs right there huddled together, arms around him, saying, "Hey, we're a team. Let's get ready to go. Let's shut this thing down. Let's go home with a win and think about next week."
29 seconds left to play. Gorman, the Sinton quarterback, in the shotgun. Wide receivers all over the place. Texans trying to hold on. Gorman flips it over the middle. It's incomplete. Might have been deflected in the backfield. The Texans will take over. 24 seconds left to play. The Texans undoubtedly will go into victory formation. What a night for the Wimberley Texans here in San Antonio.
Man, and what a play right there. What's going to go unseen is Jake Cockerham coming off of the backside and just leveling Gorman. I mean, just leveling him up there. No time extra to throw. Ends up being a wobbly throw out of there. May even got a piece of it.
Right.
But holy moly, what a great play by the Texans right there. They're going to go into the victory formation right here, take a knee. And we said it at the beginning of the game, third time's a charm.
Absolutely. 24 seconds left to play in the ball game.
Normally, bring on the Cuervo is probably not the greatest deal, but this point right now, it sounds like it may be the possibility.
Here's JoJo Weeks now, and Senton's going to play this now. You need to not be nonchalant on this kneel down. They've got one timeout left to play. JoJo Weeks takes the snap and kneels it down. And Tom Allen is not going to use his final timeout. 2 years straight, the Senton Pirates have defeated Wimberley in San Antonio. Well, the third time is the charm for the Texans. Texans watch the clock run out, jumping up and down, fired up. These seniors, they finally got the win against the Pirates. Final score from San Antonio, Wimberley 21, Senton 14. We're back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans! And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware. Featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.